Blog Talk Radio.
But there's always the first time.
Spare Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love. It is your boy, Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host, Nick B. Michelle. What up, Nick?
What's up, Steve? How's everything going?
Everything's good, man. You know,
yeah.
Beautiful,
yeah.
Beautiful Saturday evening, you know.
Yeah, Father's Day weekend.
Yes,
big shout out and love to all the daddies out there. Thank
yeah,
you, daddies.
Yeah, shout to them.
Thank you, daddies.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you to some of the dads. Some daddies don't need no thanks, but you know how
man,
it goes.
Yeah. Well, that's a topic, you know. That's another topic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, we got a great show this week. We got we got Full Force on the show. Come on, man.
I know. So excited.
Yeah, man, come on, man. Yo, it was wild because I went and I looked on YouTube. I was looking at the documentary, the unsung documentary.
Which is like the number one. For the unsung, like, that's the number one unsung.
Yeah.
Most
yeah.
views.
It's crazy. Yeah. Them dudes put in a lot of work, man. They put in a lot of work. A lot of work. Shout out to them.
Behind the scenes and everything. Yep, yep. But
yeah.
we also got...
Who we got?
A member of the Tribe Called Quest, Jerobi White is going to be on the line today. This is a big show.
He's also a part of a group now with Trez from formerly of the group Black Sheep. And they have a group together called Everton.
Mm-hmm. Which is native spelled backwards.
Backwards, yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, that's
We're going to see what's going on with him, you know, with the group. And also find out some things about Tribe Called Quest, because, you know, they're one of my favorite rap groups of all time. You know,
of course. They're so pivotal to hip-hop. I can't wait to talk to our guest tonight. And, something really sad happened this week, too.
Wait. Before you even start getting into the news, let me set you up proper.
Okay.
So, look, I gotta set you up proper.
That's my intro. I like that. That was
hot. You like that? You feel that?
That was hot.
That was for you.
That's going to be my intro to the news. All right?
That's your intro for the news all the time. All
right? So in news this week, see?
What happened?
You know? That was dope. I like that. In news this week, we got to say a rest in peace to Yvette Wilson, who passed away.
Yeah, man.
Which is really sad. I was kind of like, what? Serious?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
For those of you who don't know Yvette Wilson.
And Dell.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know?
And Dell, man. From the Parkers and from Moesha.
And the Parkers. And even before that, she was on, Althea? Was it on BET?
Thea was on Thea's show.
So, I mean, like, between those three shows, she worked for a good 20 years. You know what I mean?
Yes, she's
a stand-up comedian.
Wow.
You know, she's died of cervical cancer, which is really sad. I mean, she was only 48 years old.
Man. Cancer's taking everybody, man.
I know. You know, you got to change your diet. You got to watch what you eat, people. Because it's in our diet. This is what's causing these diseases. You really got to read up on what's going on. I mean, you just got to watch it. So, and also today, it's Tupac's birthday. Tupac!
We're going to play some Tupac, too.
What's going on this day, so we rest in peace with that, you know?
But wait, Nate, can we talk about real quick, the incident that happened between your man Chris Brown and Drake at WIP nightclub in New York.
Yo, what the hell was that about?
Well, I'm hearing mad different stories. You know, I wasn't there. I don't know nobody that was there. So, you know, in terms of exactly what happened, I don't know. You know, but what the main story I'm hearing is that Chris Brown sent over a bottle to Drake, and Drake sent him back a note that said, I'm fucking the love of your life, deal with it. And they threw a bottle, and that's the story. That's the main story. Now, I don't know if that's actually true because, you know, Chris Brown and Drake, they're tweeting that that's not true. That's not, what the fuck happened then? You know, why
you know
is Chris Brown?
Yeah, he's getting big now. Shit, because they were talking about...
He has a gash on his face. He looks crazy.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? What happened?
Well, police are involved now. The police are looking into it. They're investigating into the whole situation. I'm like, damn.
Wow. Yeah.
The cops are coming into it, you know, so... You know, I even heard a little something about, you know, Juelz was over there hanging with Drake in his corner.
Juelz who? Juelz who?
Juelz Santana.
Get the fuck out of here, what?
That's what I'm hearing, you know. Drake's being influenced by the streets.
Wow. But that nigga got hyped. He told that nigga that nigga hyped. He was like, yo, son, hey, throw the bottle, son.
Like that bitch punk you. Throw that shit.
Come on, man. He wanna feel like Wheelchair Jimmy that night, huh?
Come on, because you know Drake ain't no, come on.
Come on,
he's
man.
Nice
Drake is way,
Jewish
yo, for
kid.
Real, Drake is way too light-skinned to be throwing bottles.
They both light-skinned niggas. He know he was going to bruise that nigga. Come on. Light-skinned people bruise easy. I should not.
Yo, I heard he was hiding in the bathroom, so that's what I heard. I don't know what's going on.
Ooh.
Yo, shout out to Drake. I heard he was hiding in the bathroom. Yo, that's what I'm saying. There's so many different stories.
Sounds like a lot of shit.
But it's a comic book, man, you know.
Yeah.
Shout out to Meek Mill. He was there. And some other shit popped off on Twitter because Roscoe Dash said some shit about how he don't respect that shit that happened, and he put Meek Mill name in, and Meek Mill checked that nigga. Yo, it was crazy. It was spilling over and turning into little sub beats and shit too. It was out of control.
This is crazy.
Yeah, this is crazy.
I heard like some guard from the San Antonio Spurs, he got hurt in the brawl, like his retina got fucked up or something, maybe some shards of glass.
Oh,
no.
Oh, man. Wow. His retina got fucked up.
Oh. You know
Chris Brown got a gash on his chin.
Good.
Oh.
Drake was hiding in the bathroom.
Oh my God.
Wow,
pro basketball player scratch retina.
Wow, that is crazy.
It is what it is.
Yeah,
all
we can go
from that one little
night.
Fight.
Going on them all night. But you know what, Nate? Let's get into some music.
Let's do that.
For Pac. You know, let's go on to a couple of joints for Pac, man. Shout out to Pac, yo. You know, rest in peace. Definitely one of the greatest.
Definitely.
You know, and I ain't just saying that because he's dead. I'm saying that because, you know, when a nigga rap, you believe him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you believe that Biggie slept on his couch and he fucked his face. Like,
yep.
You believe him.
I believed it. When he said it, I was like, oh, God, this is terrible. But
word
he's
up.
One of the great storytellers in It's not about the fact that he died the way he did. It's the fact that he did come in and change the game. When you're a game changer, you know, that's just the way it is. You know, it's just sad that he died too early, and that's why it is
Absolutely.
The way it is.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
All right, then.
Yeah, man. Tupac, Uppercut on Six Man Radio. Let's get it. You already know.
I wanted to bring back that reality. But nobody can ever be confused and think I'm fucking Mike Tyson and I'm a heavyweight champion. I'm a little nigga. That's why it's so raw to watch me just battle lions, cause I'm a little skinny nigga battling niggas three times my size.
My Let's see so many motherfuckers wanna take a peek. Come in equipped with some shit, nigga, just can't believe. I pull a trick from my sleeve, no kamikaze, I'm all over that nigga. Come identify the body. My middle finger to you, huh, nigga? Turn up on me, and I'll be forced to let it go, nigga. I ain't the one you wanna try. Why? Staying high, hit the button, watch these motherfuckers die. Who's running the streets? I say that cocaine. Cause in the dope game, niggas will die before they go broke, man. Another hustler making major cash. To the punk police, come raid your ass. Now you stretch doing bedtime, and it's a bitch, cause the judge gave you 8 years. You doing six, and we know that you can't hang. You a trick, roll over, turn snitch like a beard. Now you know you sit a duck, nigga. Got you falling from the uppercut. So what's up, nigga? Now you know you should've ducked, nigga. Got you falling from this uppercut stuff. So what's up, nigga? They got a nigga in the dice game. I'm feeling lucky, but the nigga's just a little bigger. He tryna fuck me out my cash, I'm a blast, nigga. He don't know I gotta tell you like the last, nigga. Gotta go, don't need to run for the trunk. I get him up, left to right, my uppercutter hit him up. I'm known to walk the streets on any block. I love my niggas, but I ain't putting down my clock. The gunshots bang when I lose, nigga. And ooh, nigga, I'ma show you not to ever play a true nigga. Lay it down just to prove it. And fuck the rapping motherfucker, we can do this. Now you know you sit a duck, nigga. Got you falling from the uppercut. So what's up, nigga? Now you know you should've ducked, nigga. Got you falling from this uppercut stuff. So what's up, nigga?
They claim that we violent, we named after tyrant. This revolution won't be televised, we keep it silent. Stole on our enemies, beat them at their own game. Molotov cocktails, up in flames. Out of being stepped on, like being held back. Looking through my rearview, thinking about the payback. Wanna see my kids grow, don't know if I'ma make it though. One more nigga came up short in the ghetto. Society lied to me, so I'm strapped with the metal. Push your middle fingers, nigga, if you a rebel. Hey, your face down, going in your pockets if you let them. I done lost many homies to me to ever forget them. I done made so many mistakes, but still I don't regret them. I'm a product of the pimp, the pusher, and the reverend. I'm a product of the block, the thieves, and the felons. We all lost souls trying to find our way to heaven.
Now you know you sit a duck, nigga. Got you falling from the uppercut duck. So what's up, nigga? Now you know you sit a duck, nigga. Got you falling from this uppercut stuck. So what's up, nigga?
Yeah. To all the comrades no longer with us. See you when we get there.
I would share the definition of balling with you white folks, but now. The game is with the souls, and not souls. So, fuck. I'm up before the sunrise, first hit the block, little bad motherfucker with a pocket full of rocks. Turn the door to my thing, get the skinny little ass kick. And niggas laugh till the first motherfucker got blasted. I put the nigga in his casket. Now they covering the basket in plastic. I smoke blunts on the regular, fuck when it counts. I'm trying to make $1 million out of quarter ounce. And get them roast on the 5-0. Fuck them hoes, got a 45 screaming out the 5-0. Hey, nigga, can I lay low? Hollow one time when I say so. Don't wanna go to the pen, I'm hitting fences. Knocks on the nigga back, missing me by inches. And they say, how you survive weighing 165 in the city where the skinny niggas die? Tell mama, don't cry. Even when they kill me, they can never take the game from a young G. I'm straight falling.
Biggest in 16. How the fuck we sticking with this many years? And I Yo, I need some ice cream, buddy. For the nighttime. 49 with 9, 49 with 9. When the sun go down, we still shine the vibe, we still shine the vibe. 49 with 9, and the 9 with 9, and the 3 with 6. When the nighttime come, that's how we do that shit. That's how we do that shit. Hey yo, it's the new. Yo, I need some ice cream, buddy. For the nighttime. 49 with 9, 49 with 9. When the sun go down, we still shine the vibe, we still shine the vibe. 49 with 9, and the 9 with 9, and the 3 with 6. When the nighttime come, that's how we do that shit. That's how we do that shit. Hey yo, it's the new flavor, the next step. Fonte, best kept secrets is the AIDS cure. I stay raw, whether they bootlegged or paid for. Old school like Prince Deja, when he was hosting Rap City with finger waves on. I put my name on the map through dismantling. Embarrassing, arrogant cats in the battling because their raps ain't astonishing. Got niggas in the club spitting out the Heinekens. Like, goddamn it, when that nigga take him rhyme again, he nice with the homonym. Ill flow, I guess I got it from my mama then. Real dope, who doesn't find him? This one is for the MCs in Carolina. 3 in the morning, insomnia rhymes to say, yo, let's put the drama behind us, just let the beats rock. Start a cypher while the whack niggas eavesdrop. Knife mouth, click it on the beatbox. Night always hit me in my sweet spot. Go to the crib, drink some peach schnapps, and doze off the peak drop. 49 with 9, 49 with 9. When the sun go down, we still shining down, we still shining down. 49 with 9, and the 9 with 9, and the 3 with 6. When the nighttime comes, that's how we do that shit. Hey y'all, this is 49 with 9, 49 with 9. When the sun go down, we still shining down, we still shining down. 49 with 9, and the 9 with 9, and the 3 with 6. When the night time come, that's how we do that shit. That's how we do that shit.
When the night time covers the city, city.
Thank you.
Six Man Radio, the home of contemporary hip hop, and R&B. It's your boy Bad Steve, along with my lovely co-host named Demon. Yeah, what up, Nick?
What's going on? That was a good mix right there. I was feeling that. I'm loving it from the top right now. Saturday, June 16th, Six Man Radio. We're back. Saturday, June 16th, Six Man Radio. We're back. Coming up, we got Full Force coming up soon, so you know, stay tuned for that.
Yeah, they on the way. They should be, they should be on the check in shortly. We just wanted to check in with y'all, make sure y'all up, man.
Yeah,
y'all up.
Who wouldn't be up after that mix? That's a nice mix.
You know, we're going to get to a little more music, you know, get it hyped for the fellas before they get on here. 610 Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop, and then grown and sexy R&B.
Oh, loves me. She loves me not. She loves me. She loves me not.
That's right. She don't love you.
But why?
Because you a sucker.
But I love her.
That's why you a sucker.
Radio. It's your boy Bad C. This is the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B, along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle. What up, Nick?
What's going on? You're just playing some classic.
Classic, right? Yeah.
I mean, it's like I'm transforming right back to the era and feeling everything and seeing all the things I remember. You know.
Hold on, let me go get that. Who's at the door?
We're gonna kick some freaking ass.
Oh, whoa. Yeah, full force in the building.
What's going on?
That's all good, baby.
We here, right here, it's good.
All right, now who do we have on the line exactly?
Oh, right now you got Paul Anthony
and Bowlegged Lou.
All right.
Yes, sir. Now, for those out there that don't know, and they should know, but if they don't, we're about to get them real, real up to speed. We just went into a few of y'all's joints. Well, a couple of them. We played the Ain't My Type of Hype joint, the Love Is for Suckers joint, and the Lisa joint.
Right.
Now, y'all are artists, but y'all are prominent producers, songwriters. Man, like millions of albums sold. Wow. It's an honor to have y'all on the show, first of all.
Definitely.
Thanks a lot, man.
Word up. But from the beginning, you guys started in Brooklyn. What inspired y'all? What was the whole thing? Because to be a collective and get together as a family and say, look, we want to do this, it had to be difficult. Nobody wanted to go one way, and one wanted to go the other way. Y'all got together as one. So was it difficult? How did y'all do that?
It wasn't that difficult, you know, in our household. Speaking of the brothers, Oleg, yeah, and Paul Anthony and D-Fine, it was a way of life. Because my father was into music, my mother was also music. So, I mean, it wasn't a choice, you know, by the time, you know, so it was all good.
It trips me out, because was it a Jackson type of situation? Like, did it feel like that? Did it feel like Michael? was it like that?
In a sense, yeah, because even like my younger brother, he wasn't too much into the music, but he didn't have a choice because Dad was not having it. He was going to do this.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know. So eventually it all panned out. And then when we joined up with our cousins, Baby Jerry, Sasha, and Kurt, you know, it was all natural, you know. So we just went from there, just performed, practicing.
Right.
Did you start off as singers and as a group, or were you first as like producers? Did the music come first, or were you guys in the forefront first? Like, which came first?
No, it was a group first. We was a group, full force, six of us. And it actually started with three of us, me and my brothers, Polygaloo, Paul Anthony, B Fine, and you know, we would sing just for us. And then when our cousins came aboard, it was just full force. So we was performers first. And a college friend of mine named Steve Salem, he was the one that put the idea in our heads to write and produce for other people.
Right.
Because at that time, I never heard of any group writing and producing for anybody, really, as a group. So I didn't really want to do that, but I got voted out, and thank God I did. So we started writing for other people. So that was the...
That
sustained us in the business.
Yeah. And the Lisa joint, like, for y'all to bring that out, because I'm not going to front. I watched the Unsung episode.
Oh, great. How'd you like it, man?
I loved it.
It's awesome.
It was very dope. Very dope.
Thank you.
And I'm not going to, I learned a lot that I didn't know. You know, I consider myself to be somewhat of a music aficionado. You know, and there was a couple things I didn't know. Like at first, the Backstreet Boys joint, I didn't know that was y'all. I'm not even gonna lie, I did not know that was y'all. And shout to y'all for that, you know, because it's dope to be able to cross over like that and go over there. So that was great. But the Lisa, fine. I saw how y'all was trying to develop her. Now, the record, was it hard to find the record? Because we know the look was there, but the record has to be absolutely right and the timing on point. Around that time, what were some of the records that was out around that time? When you're writing producers for an artist, are you going for that time, or are you trying to break out of the box?
Well, at that time, the song was written before we even auditioned Lisa. My brother B-Fine, that was his brainstorm. I wonder if I take you home. He primarily wrote the song. And we knew we had a great record. We just had to put the voice to it. And he wanted to search out for a Latina singer. I mean, me, I was on the other side trying to get my girl Cheryl Pestruali to do it. So I would let her hear it and, you know, she never really liked it, or, you know, we'll always have different stories. She says she was with a group. I say she never really liked it. But my brother B had his own plan. He wanted a Latina girl to do that song. So when we auditioned, you know, Lisa was one of the people we auditioned, like the Mike Hughes bringing her in, and the rest is history. You know, because at that time, there was no type of song sounding like I wanted if I take you home. That was definitely the first hip-hop, pop, dance, R&B record. So you had genres all woven into one, because it was number one on the dance chart, top 10 R&B, top 10 pop, and it was even on the rap chart. It was crazy, you know? So it's still a loved song to this day, and definitely stood the test of time.
I heard that song was on really released in Europe. It was released on a European division of CBS. And then the DJs on the States side started really rocking it and playing at all the clubs. And then they released it here in the U.S. Is that right? Is that true? It originally was released for the breakdancing?
Yeah, that's exactly true. It came on a compilation called Breakdancing. That was a compilation album. And I think it had only like 3 new songs in there. And the Lisa song was one of the new songs. And all the rest of the songs were songs like Buffalo Gal by Malcolm McLaurin. H-E-I-O-U. Those type of songs. And that song, Just Take You Home, What If I Take You Home, just came out of nowhere. And it was a smash. It was so much of a smash that we was in England at the time working with Samantha Fox. And when we came back home, we went to our club in New York for Bentley's, and they're playing I Wonder If I Take You Home. So I go to the DJ, I'm like, yo, where'd you get that from? It was already starting to be a smash in the United States, because it was already working its way out into the European market. So
that's funny.
It was crazy.
Yeah. All right. Now, also, it was funny because when you came on, you did the classic live from House Party. It was bugged out because I already said I was going to try to ask y'all to do that for me.
Well, that's all automatic. Automatic.
Look, the movie is classic. A lot of times, celebs, they get upset when people run up on them and they want them to say the certain lines. You know, like Gary Coleman got upset with the What You Talk About Willis. Y'all don't get upset with that, do you?
That's good to know. You guys
that
are
movie,
very
though.
Down to earth.
That movie changed my life. I'm not going to. I think I saw that movie 400 million times. I think I want to see it later tonight anyway, but that's neither here nor there. But y'all was also responsible for the Roxanne joint, too. UCFO. And it's so much with y'all. It's hard to really even, y'all got so much with y'all. Let the people know about the UCFO situation.
Oh, yeah, man. That's definitely one that set it off, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, that created a lot of hit before it. I mean, to this day, I think there's like 26 Anthra records, Roxanne Dog and Roxanne Doctor. I mean, that was Dee's idea to come up with a record about a young lady who just keeps dissing everybody.
Right.
And at that time, you didn't have that. And it was definitely a forefront idea to come with 3 different beats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the goal. And Lou, why don't you tell them how Red Alert changed the scope of that?
Well, New York DJ, where are you guys out of, by the way?
New York.
Yeah.
New York, okay, so then a New York DJ, DJ Red Alert, we came out with, actually Roxanne was a throwaway record. You know, we already was prepared to release the A-side, which was called Hanging Out. That was the hit for UTFO, Hanging Out. And then my brother B-Farn just woke up one morning and he said, hey, man, let's just do a song. And he gave the whole concept to UTFO. And he called it Roxanne. And basically, that was just supposed to be a B-side of the A-side, which was Hanging Out. So what happened is that when we released the record, DJ Red Alert started playing the B-side. So we're like tripping because we're like, yo, Red, what are you doing? That is the wrong sound.
Right.
That's not the A-side. And he's like, well, I like the B-side better. I said, I hear you, but that's not the side you got to play. He said, well,
yeah.
I'm going to play the B-side. I said, no, Red, don't play that. But he didn't care what we said. He continued to play the B-side. He broke that record in New York City, and the rest is history. Thank God he played the B-side, because nobody knows what the A-side is.
Wow.
And when the first response to it came out, I mean, were you expecting it? Did you know that was coming, or it just came out of nowhere, and you were like, oh, this is taking off?
Yeah, we were shocked. Because remember, once again, that was just a throwaway song to be on the B-side. You know, because back in the day, you got your A-side, and you flip the record on the other side, and it's the B-side. It's just a throwaway record.
Right.
So the response was crazy. And when Roxanne Shanté came out with Roxanne's Revenge, we was like, oh, man. Even though she took literally our whole track.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So once we went into court and everything like that, you saw her record said, you know, written by her, Full Force, and UTFO.
Wow.
But after she came out with Roxanne's Revenge, then a lot of other people came out with Sparky's Turn by Sparky D. And so we said, yo, we better jump on our own bandwagon. And then we came out with the real Roxanne.
Right. Yeah. That's crazy how that just took off like that.
Was there a beef? Was there like the camp beefing behind that, you know, like behind the scenes?
Yeah, it was like a beef because they did it without our permission.
Mm-hmm.
You know, taking our track, it sounded like they took it from the radio and just rapped on it. You know,
that's
and we're like,
crazy.
What the heck?
Oh, yeah.
So it wasn't crazy beef. The beefs came when the different Roxanne started popping up. The real Roxanne, you know. Shanté would be dissing our Roxannes and any other Roxannes, and it was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, her mouth was reckless. It was really, really reckless. So what y'all got going on upcoming? What's going on?
Oh, man, we got a few surprises. You know how we like to check people quietly. We're filming a couple of new acts. We're in a reality series. We're even thinking about doing, and this is really fun, it's going to be a house party reunited. You know,
Wow.
Reggie Hotland, Martin, Keisha, the whole crew, you know.
That's going to be wonderful.
Yeah.
That's going to be wonderful.
And when you were... When you were
making the house party movie, did you understand, like, what was happening as it was happening? Like, it was very consistent. I feel like your career has been very consistent, even when you're not in the forefront. You're in the background doing production and helping, you know, people like James Brown and Patti LaBelle come back into the forefront. I mean, you guys have been really busy and consistent. Did you think that House Party 1 and 2 was going to be something the way it is now, like such a classic part of the fabric of just music and hip-hop and everything?
Well, we didn't know it was going to sustain for like over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we knew we had a successful product, especially House Party 1.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But we didn't know it was going to be lasting. I didn't know I'd have to keep saying, I'm going to kick some freaking ass, even until now. But that's how long the movie's been sustaining. And, you know, we thank God for that, you know, because that definitely changed our lives also. I mean, I'm thinking if it wasn't for House Party, people would sometimes not remember Full Force as far as on the physical aspect and the visuals.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been coming into people's houses all the time. It ain't my type of hype. That became our all-time successful four song because of our house party. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, wait. Paul, please explain to the listeners what the Alice move is.
Well, it's the Alice sandwich.
Yeah, the Alice sandwich. What is the Alice
sandwich? You know, we had a song called Alice, I Want You Just For Me, which was a top 20 record for us. And every time we'd be in concert...
Yeah.
Yeah, Paul, explain the Alice sandwich, Paul.
Yeah, man, that's something that back in the days when I used to party a lot, I had a dance crew. We used to get in all the clubs free because we used to get the party rocking.
Yeah.
And we would all of us worked out. All my crew was all bodybuilders hitting the gym hard. And we had a lot of different things we used to do to the ladies, you know, and one of them was called the sandwich. We get her in the middle, and we pick up her and somebody in the middle. Just pick them up. She's in the middle, and one of my guys be right behind her. We would pick them both up, just bouncing and dancing, you know. And then we would do that. We would also do another set, another one that we haven't done yet for breakfast, where like hold them like carrying on a threshold and just bring them up, and they loved it, you know, because we were like, wow. So I said, okay, cool, and, you know, when it came time to take do our thing, I said, oh, I'm going to take this to the stage, you know. So
I was always
the extra. I mean, the difference between ordinary and extraordinary is extra. So I always like to do extra reps in the gym and just do other things that people wouldn't do. But that back then, there was nobody doing bodybuilding poses / stripping on things like me. So I just took it there, and it was just over the top. So the Alice sandwich is part of the spectacle of the show. And boy, they used to travel miles and miles just to see or be a part of the Alice sandwich. Good Lord.
I know the show, I know the tour was crazy.
Had to be.
You already know.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
all right, yo,
goodness.
Fellas, I want to thank y'all for everything, man. Thank y'all for everything.
For
everything.
Doing what you do, for what you've done for music and being part of our history and being legends in the game, still continue to be legends in the game. And then I also want to say something to you guys. I met you guys through a good friend of yours, DJ Diamond.
No doubt.
And he told me to tell you what's up and everything. And I have to say that you guys are so down to earth and kind and very loving. And I don't know, I've never met any like celebrity like that. Usually people play you off once they've met you or whatever. But, you know, even when I see you in the street, you'll remember me and you'll be like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, you remember me?
Of course.
You know, right? So I have to say that that's such a blessing to see that as very, is I see like the God in you. It's really beautiful to see. Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you for the blessing. You take that wholeheartedly, triple S, and right back out. And that's it, man. So we want to thank y'all for having us and everybody listening to us, because the aim is to sustain and increase. We're going to keep rocking and creating, and look out, the best is yet to come.
That's right.
Definitely.
God bless y'all, man. Thank you for calling, y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking the time out.
All right. Shout out to my girl, Maria Jera. Blessings.
Definitely.
Right.
Yeah.
Backseat and Nadine. Yes. Y'all stay blessed.
Thank you so much.
Too, brother.
And yo, Backseat, man. I mean, I can't see Nadine, but Nadine, you must be a beautiful lady, right?
Yes, I am.
And Backseat. You smell something? You smell? I smell.
Peace, fellas. Yo, thanks for calling,
okay,
man.
It's all good, baby.
All right.
6 Man Radio, man. The home of the contemporary hip hop.
That was so great.
That was so good.
Oh, man. That was great. Thank you so much for having coming on the show and talking about what you guys have done for just us in general. I know me and Seed and in general just feel really blessed to even talking to these guys, you know.
Wow.
They played a big part of my life, and they were responsible for so many people, like Full Force even, you know.
UPFO. It's crazy.
You know, James Brown coming back into the game. They revived his career with a track, you know. So it's really incredible, you know. But, you know, don't even sleep, because we got Jarobi coming up.
Yeah, Jarobi from the group Everton formerly of the groundbreaking hip-hop group, A Tribe Called Quest.
That's right.
You know about it, man. Yo, we're going to get to a little bit more music. Let's go. LL Cool J, 1-900-LL-COOL-J. My nigga was like, I motivate and dominate, accelerate.
Yeah. so I won't lose weight. Give me the pussy, the money, and the mic, and I'm straight. Go to a restaurant, give me steak. Then cook my chicken with shake and bake. I leave all the preaching to Reverend Flake. How much money can one black man make? I'm what's known as the true dynamiter. I write rhymes fast without a typewriter. Go with the flow, but no, I'm not a biter. Can't compare cockroach and a spider. Hell, you might as well get a glass of punch, cause you're biting my lyrics like a Nestle Crunch, huh? And biting my rhymes ain't slick. I got your gold teeth marks all over my dick. Complications and aggravation and unnecessary sation. I'm like Sun Kiss, good vibrations. Your album sounds like a compilation. Cool out, grab a seat and listen, cause I'ma start dismissing sucker MCs who's out there front talking all that yang. Yo, you smoking something. Should've treated me royal. Yo, you wasn't loyal. Now it's all about chaos and turmoil. Give me that microphone. I'ma show you the real meaning of the danger zone. Yeah, what's up?
Can you tell me what you do when you're cooling out?
So check this out. Now when I'm cooling out, no time for a granny. Just a fly girl in t-shirt and panties.
Can I lounge grill?
Man, can he? I tell you what, give up the fanny. Cause on a bedroom tune, Jay Swift. Not too big, but nothing to play with. In addition, you're on a mission. You need to audition for another position. Doing damage is a crude tradition. Name your next album Intermission. You're full of preservatives. Plus, you're too conservative. I'm full of flair, savoir-faire, debonair. There's no competition for this here. So don't waste your time and breath. I'm giving you all a big F. MCs are enveloped. As the song goes on, the rhyme develops. I'm Asiatic, acrobatic, charismatic. You don't want no static. Anyway, I ain't having it. Wanna see the microphone? I'm grabbing it. Plug it in and take charge. LLXL, extra large.
Yeah, Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B. It's your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle. What up, Nate?
What's going on?
Can't call it, man. We telling, man, we in the movie. Yo, full force, man. They just called. That was big, yo. Come on. You know what I mean?
And, wow, you know, man, they dropped some jewels on us. And, you know, just so you guys know, if you haven't seen The Unsung, there is a marathon coming on tomorrow. And they are going to feature Full Force, one of the top-selling unsung, top-viewed unsungs. So check them out, yeah?
Wow.
You know?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Be a part of what really went down, what's going on with history, yeah?
That's crazy. Wait, hold on.
At the door.
Somebody at the door. Hold on, let me go get the door.
Somebody,
yo, who that?
The
door,
bell,
man. Who that?
Hey, yo, what's up, Jerobi? Oh,
Jerobi.
Yeah. What's good, bro?
Welcome
chilling,
to the show.
Man.
Thank you for having me. How you guys doing?
Yeah, we're good, man. It's, first off, it's an honor. It's an honor. Thank you. Thank you for coming on, you know, and chopping it up with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
What up, man? You got a lot of things going on now, man. Avatar, man. This Avatar thing. You and Dres, man, is big. It's big. What's up, man? When's the album drop?
The album is dropping June 26th or 27th. One of those days. Don't call me. It's one of those days. Just like really soon, though.
Okay, that's in a few weeks. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's crazy because, you know, a lot of people don't know that you were an MC. You know, you were down with a Tribe Called Quest. Pretty much, you know, they thought you were a lost member. But Jerobi, I saw the movie. You pretty much were the glue.
Yeah.
That was really trying to keep a lot of it together. And it looked like you and Ali. You know, so
you know, a lot of people don't know that. So you were always there. You are, and you actually had songs that featured your verse on there, on the first album.
Yeah, I have. I mean, there's, I don't know, I think I may have recorded about 6 or 7 songs total in my Tribe life. And, you know, they were never released, though.
Right. Well, were there any that were on the album that the verses came off?
I rhymed on Bugging Out at one point. I rhymed on Sky Pager at one point. I had a verse on Scenario. What, 3 versions, I think. Yeah, we had a couple of songs that never made, you know, that hadn't appeared on any Tribe albums.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, what, y'all were definitely a groundbreaking group, and I know it broke a lot of people's hearts. I know it broke mine when the group broke up. It kind of felt like your parents broke up and were getting divorced, man. You know what I mean? It was crazy.
Well, here's the funny thing about groups. I don't think that groups are supposed to be together forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I think that people come together like when the stars align correctly and they, you know, and everybody's thinking the same way, and they're there to put together, like, you know, whatever albums or whatever music or I knew that was going to happen. Whatever music or project that they're, you know, they're supposed to work on at that time. And, you know, people grow and develop differently. So, you know, those things happen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was definitely a blow. But, you know, we, on behalf of Six Man Radio, we want to thank you for what y'all gave us as a group then.
Definitely.
Also, what's about to come is the Everything Project. What's that? You got a time portal over there?
Jerobi, where are you?
No comment.
Take us back to the 90s, man. Let's go. We ready, man. What's going on? Hello?
Is he there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Sound like you were on the Iron Horse over there. Sound like you were on the train or something. I don't know.
Oh no, actually it's my food delivery. But
oh, that's crazy.
Well, it's live, y'all. It's live. We can't make it up.
This is live.
Exactly.
This is live radio. Can't make this stuff up.
You cannot make it up. One of the things I found in the movie is that you, out of the group, you seem to be the most. It felt like you were the most grounded and not, like, you know, flighted by, like, the lights and the cameras and everything like that. Like, you had your own agenda and your own way of walking. Can you explain a little of that? Like, what was going on with you, with the group and everything, and when you walked away, like, how did that come about?
Well, I mean, I've only wanted to do 2 things in my life,
mm-hmm.
music and cooking. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The music thing, I love doing it. You know what I mean? I love creating and stuff like that. All the other trappings of a music career, like being famous and all that other stuff, I can't even really say to this day I'm really that interested in. You know what
right.
I mean? So maybe that's why. I was never really looking to be famous, and on the contrary, I think I was kind of one of the major reasons why I backed away. I think it made me very uncomfortable in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't, you know, so like, you know, being fly for the people, I don't know. That wasn't really my thing. So maybe that's why people say that, oh, you're so grounded and all that stuff. I mean, that stuff doesn't really matter to me. I just want to make music with my friends. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why people say it, though, like, you know, because you don't really meet people that, you know, they know what they want and they move forward with it. Like, usually you'll meet them and they actually follow, they'll follow the trend, or they'll be like, yeah, this is what I want right here. But when you walk away from it, that's why people say you're grounded. And, you know, as a chef, you are actually an actual chef, you know, like you can have
yeah.
a show.
yeah.
On the Food Network,
yeah, buddy.
You know?
Yeah. No, I mean, maybe one day. You know what I mean? Maybe one day. But, yeah,
like, you know.
Like I said, you know, I've always been interested in cooking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And, like, it's funny because, you know, when I decided to walk away or take a back seat or whatever, you know, people are like, oh, my God, you're crazy, dude. I can't believe. Like, how could you do that? Blah, 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 all that stuff. But
mm-hmm.
20 years later now, like, let's say that I was in Tribe the whole time or a prominent figure or whatever. Like, we wouldn't be, I don't think we'd be on this phone call right now. Like, you wouldn't
right.
be interested in me now. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Uh-huh.
So now when a lot of my contemporaries are struggling, trying to figure out what their next step is, what they're going to do, I have a career. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, not, I'm not trying to throw no shade or nothing like that, but I'm, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I specifically have a career.
Yeah.
And I'm still mad young. And there's not a life left. You know what I mean? Too much to be trying to figure out what I'm going to do for the next 20, 30 years.
Right. And where do you work at a prominent restaurant in Lower Manhattan? Where is that?
Yes. It's
What's
called
it called?
August Restaurant. It's called
mm-hmm.
August. It's 359 Bleecker Street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we get extremely busy over there.
Yeah.
Is that
you
right?
Do indeed. What are your top,
yeah.
your favorite
and dish it's,
to
and
make?
It's a beautiful restaurant.
Yes. What's your favorite dish to make?
Ooh, that's like asking what my favorite child is. I like No, I wouldn't say it's one specific thing, but I definitely like the little Asian American fusion styles.
Mm. Wow.
So anything in that realm, I can do. I like mixing up food styles and techniques and seasonings and stuff like that, spices. You know, I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what made you come back to picking up the mic and you know, because
mm-hmm.
this situation, like we said before, man, this Everton situation is big, man. It's big.
Yeah. And
you know, we had Drez on the show on one of our first shows. You
mm-hmm.
know, good
mm-hmm.
brother, shout out to him. You know, this Everton thing is big. Whose idea was that? Like, y'all was just chilling one day, like, yo, let's just do this.
Oh, no. All right, so in the last few years, I haven't been living in New York. I've been living between South Carolina. I live in South Carolina. I live in D.C. I live in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, all of a sudden, I started bumping into Drez all the time.
Right.
Like, I'm in New York. I go to New York, I see him. I'm in D.C.,
yeah.
I see him. I'm in Atlanta, I see him. I'm like, damn, like, you know what I'm saying? What's going on, dog? And, like, you know, me and him, we've always been friends, you know?
Right.
So he got a label situation. He's like, yo, I think it would be fly if you did an EP, you know what I'm saying? It's like five little songs, you know what I'm saying? Just try it out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Try it out. If you don't like it, you know, whatever. We'll scrap it. Nobody got to know. I'm like, okay, you know?
Yeah.
So I initially was like, nah, I'm good, son. I'm good.
Yeah.
And that process of him asking me and me just like hemming and hawing and all that stuff, that lasted for about a year and a half. You know what I'm saying? And I like got to the point where I was in Atlanta where, like, you know, I was like, you know what, apart just in my personal development, I was just like, you know what, I'm saying no to a lot of opportunities and a lot of situations.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that anymore. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like I'm blocking my blessings when I do that. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
right.
I was like, okay.
Right.
I was like, okay, you know what? The next opportunity to prove it to myself, the next opportunity that comes, I'm going to fucking take it.
Yeah.
I'm going to rock it to fruition. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's going to complete the, like, everything. And within an hour or so, Drez calls me a call.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he was like, yo, man, I'm saying. And I was like, yes. I know you have to be surprised the first time I said yes. So I was like, yes, let's go. okay then, let's go to the studio. So we went to the studio, and it was kind of like, okay, now I know you, whatever, but you know, let's just try it out. I'm gonna do this first song with you, and let's see how it feels. See what happens. Like, okay,
mm-hmm.
We did the first song, which is Keep Keeping On. That was the first song we recorded. Keep Keeping On,
And that came out, I don't know if you guys hear it or you play it for them or whatever, like, that song came out, like, pretty well. And I'm playing for everybody, like, oh, snap, yo, that's dope. And I'm like, okay. And I played it for Q-Tip.
Mm-hmm.
And Chip was like, yo, y'all should be a group.
Yeah.
Y'all need to be a group, man. Fuck that, y'all need to be a group. I was like, what? So I bought Mr. Dress and just kind of, baby steps. So we did another song, which was, I think, What's the Haps, maybe. And we was like, wow, we have like a really good synergy going on. And we was like, okay, let's go. And we just started recording songs. And like, you know, 26 songs later, we have the Eversand album.
Oh.
26. Good Lord.
Yeah, we
that
did
is 20, nice.
Well, we did 26 in total. Only 14 of them are going to be an album. That's why you're getting this onslaught of free music and stuff for us. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because we didn't make it so nobody could hear it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And we want to, you know, show the fans what we're leading up to.
Wait, so the joint that's out, ain't none of the joints, so the joints that's out, those are not going to be on the album like this. Like the
Those, look, I mean, the songs that we did are fantastic.
Right.
You know what I mean? The ones that you've heard, like we've put out there, fantastic. But they didn't make it on the album.
Right.
Okay.
So the 14th best song out of that collection, and that's where the album comes from. And the other songs were giving it away, shooting videos for them, like everything, you know?
Yeah.
Who's doing production?
Huh?
Who's doing the production?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Who's doing the beat, the production?
Oh my gosh. There are no big name producers. There are no, you know, really well known producers on our album. For all intents and purposes, like, this is the first time that you're going to hear a lot of these guys.
Wow, that's dope. That's dope.
You know what I mean? Aside from Mike City, who did Catch Myself, you know, Mike City, he did Sunshine Anderson's before.
Right.
He did that joint. Aside from him, I mean, people may have heard of Dean One from Seattle.
Got Bless One.
We got Slop Funk Dusty from Florida. We got this guy. These names are escaping me. I'm so terrible with names. We got this kid from London. I hope he's listening. This kid from London. He's like 18 years old. You know what I'm saying? He did probably one of the most, he has probably one of the most special moments on the album. He did
the
song. Yeah. He did the song Sun, Moon, and Stars, right? Sun, Moon, and Stars is me, Drez, and Rodrigo on it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, no, I'm not finished. And it has Bootsy Collins on it. Now, I'm not saying like Bootsy Collins, okay, because the kid did the beat. You know what I mean? And it's like, it was the drum track and the piano track, which was banging. It was mad sparse and it was banging just like that. You know what I mean? Drez did something with Bootsy and was like, yo, maybe you want to, you know, touch this up a little bit or whatever. Bootsy heard the track, listened to the vocals, was like, I'm all over this. A week later, he sends back, yo.
That's crazy.
He like... Yo, he made the hook.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He played three separate bass lines on each one of our verses that kind of go along with what we're talking about. He's doing our ad libs.
Mm. Wow.
You know what I'm saying? I swear, I heard, like, you know, coming from Tribe Called Quest,
right?
Native Tongues,
yeah.
Zulu Nation, all stuff like that. The Funk family, George Clinton, those guys were like, you know, because of Bambaataa, they're like really, 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 really influential to us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, to have Bootsy on a song, and he turned it like, it's a hip-hop song, of course, but like, and for all intents and purposes, because of what he did, we have a funk record.
Wow.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, we have a funk record. It's crazy. Like, I heard him... like, I listened to the song the first time, and I had to stop it midway through my verse and pull it back to the beginning because I'm like, I can't even really believe this. I can't even really believe this. Like, this dude's saying my ad-libs and saying it like
Yeah.
Like he meant it. Like he meant it.
Yeah.
Not like, let me do this. Like he was into it. So I'm like, you know, that's really dope.
That is really dope. I like your video too that you have out with Sadat X, Three Kings.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Shout out to Will Tell, my nigga Will Tell. He did that track for y'all.
Out to Will Tell. Will Tell is an amazing producer.
Yeah.
Super talented.
Yeah. Well, yo, man. God bless you, man. God bless you. And I know I'm getting my copy of the Evertan album. I know I'm getting mine. But when you drop it again, you said July 12th?
No, sir.
No.
June 26th. That's like, what, 2 weeks from now?
It's about two weeks from now.
And
y'all make sure y'all get that.
I really like the push too. I like the little documentaries that you guys been sliding out there with the episode 1 and 2, and you know, I like that. It's really like quietly done but very tasteful, and I really like the push that's going on for this. I really feel like it's gonna be a really dope project, you know.
And Jerobi, I'm pleasantly surprised. You get busy on that mic. I'm pleasantly
Mm-hmm. Remember when I told you, I was like, yo, you got to hear Jerobi.
She told me, Jerobi.
Kill it on the mic.
Thank you. Also, here's something I want to say to people that are listening to it again, especially the type of format that you guys have, the adult contemporary hip-hop R&B, you know what I mean? Because that's like who we are now, you know what I mean? And, I hear a lot of people my age, a lot of my friends, you know, our generation I shouldn't say we're with hip-hop, but we have this crazy connection with hip-hop because we all can remember when it didn't exist,
mm-hmm.
right?
We can all remember where if you had to, like, set a calendar, okay, Friday night, 8 o'clock, we're going to play rap music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We remember that. We remember all the struggles of getting our guys on TV, on radio, and all of these things. You remember all those things? So we hold on to it, like, in a different way that the kids now probably don't think, they don't have any understanding of it because hip-hop has always been there for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Now.
Right.
We come from that, and my generation in particular is like, yo, they're always like, nobody makes music for us anymore. Nobody makes songs. Nobody, you know. We are same quality, same level of skill, like, you know what I mean? We're that same that work ethic, that aesthetic that we have.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is what this album is. You know what I mean? But it's coming from, you know, adult minds.
Right.
You know what
right,
I mean?
Exactly.
There's stuff that's going to be for the kids that they're going to like and stuff like that. You know, catchy hooks. You know, nice breaks. You know, I say little funny stuff all the time. You know what I mean? And dress is just. Like he didn't have to. He could sit down and still be considered one of the best guys to touch a microphone. Like you know what I mean? Like you can't say that. You know. So I expect our generation to really get behind and support us.
Right.
You know what I mean? This is something that's done from. Not from outside and brought to you. This is something done directly from your living room, from the people you hang out with, from, like, you know what I mean, your contemporaries, the people that you go to the clubs with, have dinner with, like, you know what I'm saying? These are your friends, like, you know, and this is we're kind of in uncharted water because this hasn't happened before.
Right.
You
Absolutely.
Know what I mean? Not like this hasn't happened before.
That's
and
right.
Me, I mean, I know, I don't, and also I don't want people to get this album and to think of it like, yo, this is some old school shit, this is some nostalgic shit, blah, 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 blah. Because seriously, for all intents and purposes, I'm a new artist.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And
right.
like,
yeah.
I'm, and yo, I'm carrying it like that. Like, you know, I have something to prove.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. Period. And I think that my excitement and my is put a battery in Dress too, because he's spitting stuff on this album that's just like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so. And The DJ Strike, shout out to him. He's your DJ on Everton, and I've heard some of the songs, and I saw you guys perform at Harlem Stage, and you guys just killed it, you know? And I'm like, damn, this is crazy, like this new group forming, and it's like, you know, you guys are from the old school, but this is new music, and it's not like, oh, I'm living in the 90s still. It's nothing like that.
No,
it's not. You know,
me in particular, I'm very present. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm today. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not, any day you see me, I'll always be today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not the type of person that's looking back and stuff like that or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because, like Three Stacks said, spaceships don't put me clip of rear view mirrors.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, before we can't let you get off the hook yet. Every guest, we gotta ask you who your favorite hip hop artist, top three hip hop rappers, MCs, groups, top three groups, and top three producers of all time.
Say that again.
Yes.
How many?
Top three
How many
MCs.
Like? Three.
Top three MCs, three groups, three producers of all
mm-hmm.
time.
Wow. Producers. That's pretty easy. That would be Dilla, Dre, and Chip.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people that are dope, that are producers, but, like, the people I describe kind of change the way people make music.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
My top three MCs, and when I give my top three, I'm not saying who's the best. I'm saying my favorite.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Top three MCs. Wow. This is gonna be weird, but Greg Nice, Ghostface Killah. Greg Nice, Ghostface Killah, and MF Doom.
Wow.
Nice.
Okay. Those, like, well, I as far as influencing me, you know what I'm saying? I gotta put the Locks in there.
Wow.
Styles P, Jada, and like for like influencing me. I don't know if you'll get it like when you hear it, but those people, EPMD, Redman, mm-hmm. those people like that,
right.
You know, comedic, witty, good wordplay,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? I talk about girls a lot, and I talk about smacking people a lot. It's like a real part of life, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And those people embody all of those things for me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when you listen to the music, like, listen to the humor and the wit, like, you can tell how intelligent Ghostface is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Redman, the same way, as playful and crazy as he is, you can tell he's smart, because he wouldn't be able to put all that stuff together if he wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? MF Doom, like, in particular for me, that's my dude, first of all. Like, you know what I'm saying? I love that kid, first of all. And, but, like, I come from, like, I went to Brooklyn Tech. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You had a bunch of nerdy-ass street kids. You know what I mean? And that's kind of where I place myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Top three groups?
Yep.
Run DMC, EPMD, and, De La Soul. De La Soul. De La Soul.
Yo, De La Soul.
De La
Soul. It's a good list.
De La Soul.
Very solid.
De La Soul.
Very solid. De La Soul.
Work.
Blow it up. Jerobi, thanks for calling in, man. We really appreciate it. It was an honor.
Definitely.
And God bless. And I know I'm getting my album. I'm getting my
mm-hmm.
copy.
You agree?
I'm definitely supporting, and I'm coming to the show.
Yeah.
Especially when you're in the city, especially.
I definitely
want to come to the restaurant and check you out. When are you there, though? When are you at the restaurant?
Man, every day. Chefs work every day, baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nah, sometimes, like, I was off today.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I have the weekend off.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to come check you out. I need to taste this.
That's
yo, thanks for having me.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? From Drez, I say thank you to all you guys, you know what I'm saying, and thanks for your support, and we do all of these things, like the giving away to the videos, the documentary, because this is going to be a special journey. Because like I said, this is we're in uncharted waters, and we just we want you to be a part of it, and that's why we move the way we do. Like, you know what I'm saying? We're not trying to rhyme at you. We're rhyming with you. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, that's why we try to show you all, you know, give you as much access as possible.
That's right. Right.
Thank you so much for it.
Man. God bless, man. Yo, we're going to get into one of the Everton joints. Let's get into Who Is This? Let's get into Who Is This? All right. 610 Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and R&B. Your boy Bad Seed, along with Nadine Michelle. And we got Jerobi White on the phone up from Everton. And we're getting into Who Is This?
Let me say one more thing before I leave you. First line in Who Is This? Listen to that first line.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to that first couplet. Apply that to your life, man. apply that to your life. Just listen to that first two lines, and I'm gonna leave y'all with that. I love y'all.
All right,
for sure, man. Salute.
Love you too.
All right. Get it. All right.
Time to break the curfew, ahead of the game, back, funky, fresh and new, less than two, rock with me and my man, we got a clan, native tongue, Everton.
It's like people hold on to their old traditions, that's why they stay stuck in the same position, the way that my mind avalanches and spills, keep slaves wanting to be my tip drill, they like, hey, I'm saying, you should practice your writing. I try, but in the moment it's much more exciting. Every new bar is like ocean air to Vikings. Enticing, your shit's bland, mine's the spices. You got nice little patterns, I smirk when you spit. Seriously, you can't hold a candle to my shit. Even if you did, it would be opaque. And you, your whole style is transparent and fake. Jerome, he said bars just like he hold ball. Can't handle the stress, well that's your fault. Huh. I'm one fine crafted bastard. Prime time, nice and you games on me.
It's time to break your curfew. Ahead of the game, back, funky, fresh and new. Left and two, pop with me and my man. We got a plan, native tongue, Everton. It's time to break your curfew. Ahead of the game, back, funky, fresh and new. Left and two, pop with me and my man. We got a plan, native tongue, Everton.
How did they know? They make me sick like I got Earl to give. As a result, I grab the microphone, it's just superlative. Spinning the soldier, I spit in decent exposure. And your people should have told you I could bring it to a closure. A closure, a new era, terror, forever better. Vendetta getting cheddar like mozzarella. Pharrell, yes, it comes to sublime. I'm Einstein with mine, let it live. Repetitive, aligned, divine time. When we grab the mic, opposed to toy hands. For sure we got the spot in space. Like boy bands, I destroy plans. Redoubtable style, be renowned. Cause I'm trying to get the people while they trying to get the crown. We down to make our way, take it on every day. Chicken nuggets, peep the max, try to toss us filet. Brothers, that what they respect. I'll be so bold to say that everybody rocking with us, it's a brand new day.
And it's time to break your curfew. The head of the game, back, funky, fresh and new. Left and two, rock with me and my man. We got a plan, native tongue, Everton. And it's time to break your curfew. Ahead of the game, back, funky, fresh and new. Left and two, rock with me and my man. We got a plan, native tongue, Everton.
Yo, Jay.
Yo, what up, G-Man?
Yo, man, you heard about that new club called the Donut Hill, B?
Yeah, man, I heard it sound fly.
Yo, man, Rock, Kim, and Dela, I've been out there all the time.
Word up.
All
the time. Yo, Dela, yo, those punk kids, man.
Hey, punk,
yo, man, those kids are whack, man. Say the boot.
Yo, man, but yo, that buddy, though, that was kind of fly, man. The power, slam.
Word up, yo, it was. But yo, forget about that, man. Yo, after they came out with Pluck 1, Pluck 2, and Potholes, yo, man, they fell over their brothers, man. Yes, they did, man. Yo, they was straight up pop, man. I'm telling you, get the fact.
Yo, check it out, BWRMS is on a party at the club, though, man.
Word up.
My name is the Pasta. Now I like to plug the real thing. So loose, so loose, so loose with the tap dance. The funk, funky, funky stuff I bring. My tribe is known as Native Tongue. Consist the Jungle Quest and others. We'll play with Ride on Radio. Bow, brother. The peace, porridge never failed. It kept its calm and style and merry. But lately, Looney's acting real bold. Can't sit in luxury, my apple cranberry. Girls watch me dance to keep in touch. A home is just a planned trip. Don't realize the native tongue is rolling strong. And we're starting in the mega mix.
Yo, Miss Bang.
Yo, Maricel, what's up?
You heard about what happened at the donut hole the
yo,
other
yo,
night?
Yo, I was there, and the Zaylock kids was fighting. Yo, they was wildin'. Words
about this hip-hop, man. I mean, how far will you punk motherfuckers go for 15 seconds of fame? Microwave popcorn-ass niggas. Yeah, we give you much more.
Much more.
Longevity, baby. Hey, yo, Dave.
Yow, it's been a sale to me since infinite, y'all. Using these minutes like I value the call. Put your money in the bank and hold rank over friends who ain't got leadership skills. I got the sheep in my eyes, so I can't sleep. We like to land and lay the brand away. Grand operate the stand away at our sight. I play the Xbox instead of fucking with dice. I hate losing the doze. You walk away with my dough, cause I doze. Tracy broke me, and now she wanna see the resident provoking me to pop willies on my bicycle. Watch your eyes twinkle. One house, two houses, third house rules. So house take bank, watch they bank. Banner had him on a horse since Atlanta. Extravaganza, gamma ray rap, I make the Hulk snap. Jump back like James Brown, hey now. When the liquor over, we smoking the hay now. Delegate numero dos, I holla out the sound and notes and keep the island close to me.
Love that song.
That shit, right?
Yeah, with Yummy, Yummy on the background.
Bill on the track.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Shout out to De La, man. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, they're one of my favorite groups as well. I love that. Yeah, love them.
That's right. Yeah, great show, man. Good show.
Yeah. Awesome show. Awesome show.
Shout to Full Force and shout to Jerobe White from Epitan and Tribe Called Quest.
Yes, indeed. We're already coming to the end of our show.
Yeah, man.
It's already 9:20. Unbelievable.
9:20, man. Yo, tomorrow Father's Day. Shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to the fathers.
Yeah.
Be a father to your child. I got LOG, Be a Father to Your Child queued up, but I'm not going to play it.
No,
I'm not going to play it.
You don't want to remind them?
Nah. I'm going to go out with Mamas and the Papas, California Dreaming.
Nice, we're gonna go out on that note.
Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow, Six Man Radio to Bodega Fresh.
That's right, I got Jay Live coming on Bodega Fresh tomorrow, 7:00.
That's what's up.
We gonna talk about what he's got going on and him touring the world, and yo, Jay Live is that brother, let me tell you.
Yeah.
So tune in tomorrow and listen and call in if you need to. Holla at Jay Live, you know?
Yeah, word up. Jay Live is a really good dude, too, man. Really, 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 really good dude, man.
Definitely.
Put one in the air with Jay Live, man.
Yes, indeed.
Word up. All right. Yo, we're going to get up out of here, man. Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop, that grown and sexy R&B, and apparently that's on the sexy soft rock, because we about to get into that Mamas and that Papas.
That's right. Open your ears. Are you listening?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to play a couple joints, man, on the way out, man. Shock the world. Let's get it.
We see y'all next week, y'all. Let's get
That's
it.
Sick Right, Six Man Radio.
Still the warm wind, tired friends, times are gone. Yeah.